Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 38. This chapter has 23 psukim in it. As we learn this parak, keep in mind David wrote these words for every single person. A person should imagine these words applying to his or her life. Also, most mefarshim point out, David said this chapter about the suffering he experienced after he was punished for his sin with Bathsheba. Nathan HaNavi rebuked David for his actions, and David felt distressed and anxiety about what happened. In the first part of the chapter, David describes the physical pain and suffering he went through. David asks God to stop rebuking him. He feels as if arrows are being shot at him. In verse 9 and 10, David describes, due to his averus, feeling depressed, emotionally numb, and uncomfortable in his own skin. In the second half of the chapter, David then moves on to relate the attitude of his alleged friends. David bemoans feeling like he has no true friends, that his friends left him in his time of need, and also seem to be distant from him. Many of us know the feeling of having fake friends. David ends the perek by affirming his emunah in God. David says, "I'm like a deaf man who doesn't hear and a mute person who doesn't speak." David tells Hashem, "His adversaries repay evil when they receive good, unlike me, who constantly admits and takes responsibility for my wrongdoings. God, please help save me." Notice how the chapter begins in verse Aleph with a different accolade than we're used to seeing. Mizmor LeDavid LaHazkir, a psalm of David LaHazkir. Let's take a look at the word LaHazkir means, and by doing so, it'll shed light on the entire parak. For starters, the Malbim explains the word Lahazkir literally means to remind, because this kapitel served as a reminder to David for his sins with Bathsheba. Rashi explains this chapter serves as a reminder for Am Yisrael to say when they're in times of trouble, and the Radak explains this parak serves as a reminder for any individual who is depressed and feels like they're suffering from their personal misdeeds. There's a great Alchech HaKadosh over here. He explains, because this chapter is full of David's pain and anguish, it really should have been written as a kinah, lamentation. But David said to himself, "Why should I complain about my yisurim and suffering? What is that going to accomplish?" Therefore, David opened the chapter with Mizmor LeDavid LaHazkir, a song of David to be a reminder. David turned his suffering into a song to Hashem. No need to complain about life's difficulties. It'll get you nowhere. Therefore, David decided to actually sing to God about his pain. We can also learn a great spiritual and psychological lesson over here. Why did David say the word Lahazkir? To remember. To remember what? Perhaps you can say David was pointing you to your deeper nature. He was reminding you, you're truly whole and never lacking. You have perfect mental well-being inside of you. No matter how depressed or anxious you feel, there is a deeper order to your psychological functioning. David was reminding us of our true nature. You're not your thoughts and your feelings. Your thoughts and your feelings is something you experience, but it's not who you are. You're a neshama, soul, part of God. Your manifestation of the formless energy behind life, divine energy in disguise. When you see yourself as perfectly and essentially healthy, it becomes much easier to deal with suffering. You become more resilient, feel more relaxed, and gain greater insight into how you deal with your life situation. Let us merit to remember our true godly nature to deal with the hardships of life, and let us truly see we're divine energy in disguise. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.